Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past week, we continued in our series that we call Adulting, where we've been looking at wisdom from the book of Proverbs. And this past Sunday, we spent time in chapter 5, just verses really 15 through 19, which is kind of the back part of a conversation between a father and son about physical intimacy between a man and a woman. And in these four verses, the focus, really, or the thrust of what's being said here is this father is pointing his son to this committed, covenantal relationship that he has with his spouse. He's pointing him away from looking outside of that relationship for satisfaction or intimacy, but instead back to this one, the one that all of his energy, all of his affection, his encouragement is poured into, that this is the relationship that he should focus on. Right, basically, the argument here is why would you need to entertain someone else if you have a healthy relationship with the one that you have? So we spent time on one of the reasons why many of us struggle in our relationship, and it's because at times we don't view it as God designed it. Right, God designed us for deep, intimate companionship. And when you start a relationship with someone, it's really fueled by passion, by romance, by that version of love, by this romantic love, right? You have desires that you bring into every relationship, a strong feeling of wanting to be with this other person. And again, those desires aren't wrong, right? God wants that for your relationship. But what happens is that over time, those desires become expectations, which then turns into a disappointment because those expectations aren't being met. And many times we look at our spouse for that. Right? They're not as romantic as they used to be if he would change this or if she would only do that. And we start to think that if those feelings aren't there all the time, then there's something wrong. But what we see of love in Scripture is that it isn't measured by how much we receive, but by how much we give. So what do we do then? Right? What do we do with those desires, those needs that we have, that we carry into those relationships? I remember early on, my wife and I, our relationship, I struggled with this very same thing, right? Those questions like why is this so hard? If this was right, like why is it like this? I'm sure that it was no walk in the park for her either, but struggling with those questions of how could it be so hard if we were right? Now, I remember sitting down with our pastor and I asked him, you know, what's the one thing that you would say makes your marriage successful? It's a logical question, right? But his answer was illogical, and it was this, that we don't look to our spouse to provide what only God can provide. Or we go wrong by thinking that our spouse can meet a need that they were never designed to meet. I love my wife. She's an incredible woman. My life is better in every way because of that woman. The things that God does in my life through my wife are amazing, but she will never be for me what I most deeply need, and I can't look to her for my happiness or my joy or my fulfillment, because those are crushing expectations to put on someone else. The Apostle Paul, the one who wrote almost half of the New Testament, he wrote specifically on marriage in two places, in Colossians and Ephesians, specific to this relationship of marriage. But what's stunning is that in both of these letters, immediately before he talks about marriage, the relationship that you have with your spouse, he talks about the very same thing in both. In Colossians, he says, just before he talks about marriage, he says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. He talks of singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, having thankfulness in your hearts to God. And then in Ephesians, right before the most referred to section of text on marriage, he says, be filled with the Spirit. He talks of singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, having thankfulness in your heart towards God, making a melody to the Lord with your heart. And what you see here is that before Paul talks about this exclusive, important relationship between a husband and wife, he starts with your relationship with the Lord. Paul never talks about marriage before that. That when he talks about marriage, he's assuming that these two people are rooted in their love for Jesus. Jesus' love for them and their identity is rooted in Christ. Once we realize that, I think it frees us up to live out God's design for marriage instead of our own. Right? God created marriage to reflect the saving love for us in Christ. And we're called to sacrifice for each other, husband or wife, to live for each other, to submit and to serve That's the hardest but most important function of marriage. But you can't do that unless you're rooted in a relationship with Jesus. I want to encourage you this morning that if you feel like in your relationship there may have been times when Jesus wasn't always the priority, or there may have been times when Jesus wasn't always the center of that relationship, just to take a minute and pray and confess that and ask Him to help you see, you know, what He would have you change. And then always thank Him. Just thank Him for being there even in those times when we don't look to Him. Let's take a minute. Let's do that now. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. I hope this was an encouragement for you. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Have a blessed day.